Tony Schiavone, let me say, the Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup. The Warriors gonna be there in Louisiana, and we're gonna take that cup home. We do what we say. You know something, Tony Schiavone? We're what this thing is country's all about. It's a violent society, and we're the product of our environment. What we say we're gonna do, and we get it done. Let me tell you something, Russians. If we want that six-man competition, we'll take it home with us. And let me tell you something, Nikita and Ivan Koloff. You open up your big mouths again and try to discredit the Warriors, we'll slap your head straight off.
You know, Tony Schiavone, wrestling is a sport of opportunists. I've heard Ivan Koloff out here crying about making a foul ball fair by changing the baselines. Well, it just can't be done, Ivan Koloff. Cry all you want, you went down. Now, there's also been talk by Ric Flair. Now, Ric Flair, you're the cream of the crop. You're the blue chip of wrestling. But on top of that cream is a tiny little film, and it's the scum. It's the Legion of Doom, Ric Flair. Now, I want the Midnight Express to think about something. We're looking for you. Tell them, Hawk.
Hey, Ric Flair, I could spend a while talking to you and about you, but you're not worth it. I'll tell you one thing, though. I got more women in this world talking about my tongue than you do about your stinking suits, cars, and jewelry. And as for the Russians and Baron von Raschke, I got you listed as three rats. And you know what that makes us? Decon.
Jimmy Cornette, we're looking for you.
All right.
Hey, it's Tony Schiavone of AEW, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil J and that pain in the ass, Choppy.
Your shows, your entertainment, and your network. This is Rant and Rave.
Remember, what this network wants, this network gets. I promise you that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Broadcasting live from Shaolin, Staten Island.
Freak Show Central.
Where's that?
New York City.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast on Rant EM Radio. Proud member of the Shining Wizards Network and Dark Satellite Media.
Album. I gotta get tickets. Tickets went on sale today. They're touring with Anthrax and Hatebreed. Crazy, right?
Anthrax is still touring?
40th anniversary.
Holy shit.
Shout out to Scott Ian.
He's gotta be like 60 now.
No, he's in his 50s.
No, he's not.
100%. Look it up.
60? He's in his 50s?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they're in their mid to late 50s.
He looks great.
Joey Belladonna's back in the band. They have the original lineup, I think, except for Dan Spitz, who's not in the band anymore. But that's anyway. Okay. Anyway, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, episode 450. 450.
450?
450.
That's great.
You all right?
I feel great.
Do you?
Right now, I feel okay.
You said you had the booster. You weren't feeling well.
I feel boosted.
You feel boosted? Somebody robbed you?
Hello, Booster.
Hello, Booster. How you doing?
You're so stupid, Billy.
You're so stupid. Now we're not going to be on Jeopardy.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
I don't have my bell. Oh, my God. I forgot about it.
Your bell's right next to you, Coachies.
Oh, there it is. Coachies? Oh, my God.
Just pick it up there.
All right there, fucking Chris Cornell.
I love Chris Cornell.
He's fantastic. God rest his soul.
We are live on the Rant, Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media. We're part of the Shining Wizards Network. There's no more Dark Satellite Media, but we'll plug it anyway because it's Jimmy Ferrari and he's fucking awesome. Jimmy's doing some Delta Bravo something something. It's this group that they relocate the movie scenes in certain parts of the country.
Oh yeah.
Like this was filmed here in 1976.
That's dope.
Yeah, and Danny Boy from House of Pain is involved with him. Danny Boy is big. Him and Danny are friends. And Danny Boy's got Danny Boy bought the Outsiders house. Remember that movie, The Outsiders?
Yeah, he bought that house.
He bought it and turned it into an Outsiders museum in Oklahoma.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So Danny Boy and Jimmy Ferrari have this new podcast now. So shout out to Jimmy Ferrari.
I know Jimmy's a big horror fanatic. I know that
he is, and he just did a show with Mott Spock.
Good.
He was on Mott Spock's podcast.
Good. Good. Good.
Yeah, he's a big horror movie fan. He's going to come on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks very soon.
I wouldn't say I'm a huge horror fan.
I'm not.
But I do like the old school Nightmare on Elm Street series films because they're pretty good.
Yeah, my sister Tony Lynn was a big Freddy. Me and my sister Tony Lynn liked Freddy. My sister Natalie's the horror person. She goes ghost hunting and shit like that.
Yeah, I know.
Or my brother and my niece.
I know that my favorite of the Nightmare on Elm Street series is probably part 3. Which is Dream Warriors, where the kids get their own fucking weapons to fight Freddy Krueger in the film. It's fantastic. I love that movie. It's more of an action movie than a horror movie at that point, but it's good. Good stuff. Then I like the Alien movies. The Alien movies are great.
Yeah, I mean, those are really hard, Chop.
Well, the first one is a horror one. First one's hard. Second one is a straight up sci-fi action.
That first one's brilliant, by the way.
It is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Way ahead of its time.
Way brilliant.
Way, way ahead of its time. But then when they dropped Aliens in 1986... I remember seeing that movie in 1992 for the first time. I was 8 years old. I know I shouldn't have seen it, but whatever. I saw it, and I was blown away by how good it was. I remember Newt, the little girl that was in the movie, and Sigourney Weaver was fantastic in that role. Oh, my God. The Commandos in that fucking movie. Oh, perfect movie. Probably one of the best sequels ever made.
Absolutely. Yeah, I wasn't really into it. I mean, I watched all that shit. I remember a couple years ago.
You have to have loved Predator.
No, but that wasn't a horror movie, though.
No, I'm not saying it's a horror movie, but
I love Predator.
Predator is a fantastic movie.
I ain't got time to bleed. Jesse's going to be at that convention we're going to be at in a couple
Is he
weeks.
Really? Yes, oh, I would love to meet him.
I ain't got time to bleed. We're going to have, I got to call Tommy. He's probably going to be calling next week. I'll pre-record it. But, yeah, man. So, yeah, it's 4:50. We're just shooting the shit. I can't get these fucking idiots in the same room. Him and fucking Kamenuch over here, who's all of a sudden...
I mean...
Daddy Daycare all of a sudden.
I'm not useless, but I can be a fucking idiot. I agree.
I didn't say you were useless.
I know.
But hold on a second. Don't put words in my mouth, dog. Yeah, so we're going to wing it for the next couple of weeks, and then we'll get back on track with everything. I just feel like, a lot of shit's going on. Back. He's got work, and this guy can't get a babysitter, and, you know, I had stuff going on, too. And I just needed a fucking break. I did a lot of fucking episodes this past month.
We did a lot. I mean, so, you did a lot especially. I mean, I had to.
Yeah,
jump.
You did one. You did one. We did one with me. And yeah. then Jay did one. But I was like, I did a lot of fucking producing. I did one with Mott Spock. I jumped on the Rant for a couple things. I did.
By the way, that the Mott Spock one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. Was really and shout good. Out to Hammer for sitting with me on the pre-show for Mania. He was here. And I'm like, yeah, just, you know, congratulations. I mean, Hammer's like the unsung fourth member now, apparently. Every time you guys either don't show up or
Contribution.
Contribution. Speaking of Gypsy, my brother Michael said to me, he goes, you should get FIFA for PlayStation. I don't really play PlayStation a lot, right? Mm. So the game is like $70.
Why?
Well, no, they're all the games are $70 now. I got it for $20.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
I know. And you can cross-platform. Like, you can buy it for your PS4.
And then I can play against you.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So I figured, I made myself as a player, but my next one's going to be Gypsy from Portugal.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
It's going to be Gyp and then hyphen C, and I'm going to make you. I'm going to make you a fucking...
Maybe you should be like, if I see you in a game, I'm going to think you're like Zidane for fucking France.
That's who I had to play just now, and it was PSG against Chelsea.
Oof.
But that fucking PSG team, man, Neymar,
mm-hmm.
Messi, I was like, holy shit, this team is amazing.
Messi's up there in age now.
But he could still go. I'm a Premier League guy. I know you're not because your country plays different tournaments and shit.
My country sucks.
They qualified, though.
They did, but here's the problem with them. Once they get to the quarterfinals, they start slacking. You want to know why? Because they don't get paid to play in the World Cup. What they do is they'll start slacking because they don't want to get hurt. That's their biggest problem.
I don't know gypsy politics, so you have to fucking...
I'm telling you, dude, when these motherfuckers get to the World... I mean, the Euro Cup, they have that under their belt. Nobody can ever take that away from them. But when it comes to the World Cup, they fucking choke on purpose so that way they don't get injured. Because a lot of those guys have, like, what? Fucking Cristiano Ronaldo, the fucking mook, makes about 25 to 35 million euro, people. Euro, which is a little bit more than dollars. And that's just, like, not even including his fucking... what do you call it? His Gillette thing and his Nike thing. He makes a lot of money, that motherfucker.
Shaylin checking in. Phil's face on Sid. Did you see what Matt Squires did?
I did see that.
Phil's face on Sid looks like he's that Dollar Tree Sid Von Wagner. Sid wow. Von Wagner. I think I found the name of the episode. Hello, Shaylin. Everybody else listening on the tune in on the gimmicks.
Von fucking Wagner. No charisma, Von Wagner. I can't stand that fucking dude.
I still have hope in him.
Are you serious?
I do. I think,
dude,
I think he's going to be good.
I'm telling you right now, I've pretty much called a lot of these superstars that are going to be big deals.
Your track record's pretty impressive.
This motherfucker, I don't see anything in this motherfucker.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
They're going to try to push him to the fucking moon, and I don't see nothing.
Yeah, I don't know, dog. I think...
Bron Breakker, though, that's a star, bro. He's a superstar.
If they leave him alone for a little while. Don't bring him upstairs yet.
No, he's a superstar, that motherfucker. Just give him like another two more years, and he's a... ready-made main eventer.
All right, so let's get all the non-wrestling shit away first. I just started watching Mayans again. The first two episodes are out.
I've never even seen it.
Great show.
It's a good... Okay.
Moon Knight I caught up with.
I'm waiting until all the episodes are out.
Oh.
Don't tell me anything.
I haven't said nothing.
Good. Because I know that show's fucking amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
I heard it's amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And
I've seen all the Batman.
Yes, well, I was going to ask you that in a minute, but I also been watching that HBO Lakers fucking documentary.
There's a Lakers documentary on HBO?
But it's
about Magic?
And John Riley, John C. Riley?
Yes.
He plays Dr. Jerry Buss?
No. Yeah. Oh, I got to check this out.
It's only like 4 or 5 episodes in, I think, maybe a little more.
But it's good?
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't tell me that.
And the dude who plays Magic looks just like him.
Oh, I'm down.
And Kareem? Looks just like
him. I'm down. I'm gonna watch it.
Even the dude that plays Spencer Haywood looks just like him.
Did they touch the HIV aspect of
this? He just got drafted.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm not mad at it, bro.
I like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and I like Magic.
Yeah. So I was not hardwired to hate the Lakers because when I was a little kid. The NBA, the game of the week, I'm Marv Albert. Yes. But the Knicks weren't on regular TV. And if they were, it was like on a Saturday night on Channel 9 or Channel 11. It was like a replay.
Were they on Channel 4?
No, Channel 4 had the game of the week, but it was always Lakers, Celtics.
In the 90s you're talking about.
I'm talking about the late 80s.
Oh, then I'm thinking about the 90s then.
Well, the mid to late 80s, like 85 to like 90.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. So... I had to go out of my way and watch the Knicks if, you know, whatever. So I know all those Laker teams. I know Showtime. I know the Bad Boys. And then here come the Bulls. And,
Then
when my friend got cable around the corner before I got it, Superstation TBS had all the Atlanta Hawk games. So I was watching fucking Dominique and I was watching Cleveland. I was watching Mark Price and
yep.
Brad Daugherty. And
yep.
Fucking John Stockton and Carl Malone.
Oh, my God, John Stockton. Oh.
Barkley, Stacey Augman.
You hate Barkley, though.
No, I hate Barkley as an announcer. As a player, he was fucking amazing.
He was a fucking shit talker.
He was a beast.
He beat the shit out of anybody.
He made a comment last week about Larry Bird.
What did he say about poor Larry?
No, he didn't break on Larry. He goes, Larry talked the most shit out of everybody.
No.
Yep.
Larry?
Larry Bird.
Larry looks like he's like mild-mannered. He wouldn't do anything.
Larry Bird would tell you what he was going to do as he's shit-talking you.
That's awesome. That's great.
Can you imagine being a wrestler? In the ring with someone, like, don't worry about him. We'll just freestyle. And you with, like, a veteran, let's say, like, with Flair or something like that. And Flair's like, all right, now I'm going to hip toss you, kick you in the face, and you know what? I'm going to surprise you with something else. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
You know what that reminds me of? You know who Larry Bird's comparable to? He's like the Dean Malenko of NBA. Like, mild-mannered, you never think he would talk any shit. And then all of a sudden, he's like, All right, so Jericho, I am going to hip toss you. I'm going to kick you in the nuts, and you're going to like it and enjoy it.
Well, here's how I confirmed it, because I didn't believe him first. This documentary about the Lakers?
Yeah.
You know, him and Larry were rivals in college.
Who?
Magic and Larry.
Yeah.
They played each other in college.
They're like 4 years apart, though.
No. They played each other in the NCAA Finals.
They did?
Indiana State versus Michigan.
Really? I didn't know that.
And they got drafted. And the one dude was like, the one of his teammates was like, yo, Larry Bird can't run for shit, but he'll talk shit to you.
And oh, Lord.
Wow. And I didn't notice either. And you'll find, oh, you'll watch it, but I'm gonna give away one part. I don't know if you knew this or not. You know, back in the day, there was no Nike, really. Nike was still coming
out. Yeah, I know that. Okay. That I know.
Converse was the shoe.
Converse and Adidas.
Yeah. So now they're at some kind of expo, and everybody's trying to sign Magic, right? So Converse says, we can give you this, this, and this. So Magic's like, well, doesn't Larry Bird have this shoe, too? He's like, yeah. Well, if I get more money than Larry Bird, then I'll do it.
Oh.
While they're at the expo, there's a dude from Nike running around with a fucking gym bag, and he pulls out a sneaker, hands it to Magic. This could be yours. We could put your name on the swoosh and whatever. Magic's like, here's a prototype. You can have your own right now, and we'll work on it. He's like, let me. Can you imagine if he would have signed with Nike? There'd be no Air Jordans.
No, absolutely not.
There'd be Air Magics. Seriously. And...
I was like, Air Johnson.
Air Johnson. Or Magic shoe, something like that. But I was like, and then they broke down the fucking budget of how much money he lost, like $5.1 billion or something like that, like, you know, in real money.
Oof.
So I was like, wow. But the documentary is good. And Rivals, that was my whole point, Rivals. And I started watching the Rivals thing on the network, on the cock. I watched Flair's episode and Hogan's episode. There's 7 of them.
Rivals are evil.
Evil, I'm sorry.
Evil's good.
Yeah, Evil's good.
I liked Hogan's episode. I liked Randy's episode.
I didn't see Randy's yet.
Good. Good stuff. Roman Reigns is pretty good, too.
Yeah. I think, you know, the storytelling is still good. They just don't know what the fuck they're writing about over there, so.
What are you talking about? Just the current right now currently?
In the WWE, yeah. Because SmackDown is not bad. SmackDown's pretty fucking good.
You know what I liked that they did for the last 2 weeks? They kept Roman off TV.
Yeah, why not?
I love that idea.
Why not?
Because Hogan hardly ever made TV.
If you write it properly, you can keep somebody off TV for 3 months.
And the fact that the Usos had were on the main event scene just to kind of like fill the void that Roman was not there, brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, like, I heard that they're planning on keeping the show still separated. And keeping the roster still separated.
Even though they're merging some of the belts, I guess?
I don't think they're going to merge the tag belts. I think they're going to keep the tag belts separate, just like they have one show has the United States title, the other show has the Intercontinental title. But I think Roman's going to be doing double duty for a while.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they're saying?
No.
He's holding on to that belt until Mania again. Both belts.
Roman, huh?
Oh, yeah, and he's going to face The Rock. And I think he's still beating The Rock at Mania.
So then what's Cody's role then? What's Cody going
to
do?
I don't know. I think we're going to have to see Cody do some like upper to mid-card to upper card matches for now until they see fit that he's ready, you know?
Cody. There was a video of his wife doing some training in the ring. And I'm like, why?
She's awful.
Exactly. Why? Yeah. I've been watching WWE. I've been watching Raw. On fast forward, just to, you know, to keep myself, you know. 600 days Roman's been champion.
Yeah, exactly 600 days. And I think the intent is to actually beat one of Hogan's records, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, Stephanie's doing shots of Patron.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, let me show you a picture. Hold on.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, can I come over afterwards? She's like, yeah, if I'm not passed out. Why would The Rock come back? Just because. Because it's money. Shiny Wizard Tony. Roman may not be good, but he's not near the 40-40 guy. He's not near the 40-40 good. Yeah. Tony checking in from the Wizard. You can listen to Shining Wizards every Monday night, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Cheap plug. Ring that bell on the rant with the Kevin and the Matt. Matt's wife's birthday today. Happy birthday, Ree. I don't know how she fucking deals with him. I have no idea, but God bless her.
He hates on Alpha Flight. I don't get it.
Who?
Matt Squires.
Oh, Squires. No, I'm talking about Matt Bowman.
Oh, I thought you were about Squires, dude. I thought.
Yeah. No, yeah, Squires. I don't even talk about Squires hating on Matt, on Alpha Flight.
Come on.
You're my only
I like Alpha Flight. I think they're great.
I think so, too.
The Canadian Avengers? Come on.
It was that. I liked all the books that no one else liked when I was a kid. This way, no one can fucking.
Yeah, you liked Luke Cage. You liked Iron Fist. You liked Nighthawk.
I did. And, you know, I liked Rom and Moon Knight and all the fucking.
You know what? I wouldn't have gotten into Moon Knight if you didn't give me that comic book you gave me. It was really good. It's so fucking weird. It reminds me of, like when I used to read Vertigo comics.
I never read Vertigo comics.
Like, you used to read, you know, like.
I know what they are. I just never read them.
Yeah. Or Dark Horse or anything like that. Those were some weird fucking.
You know, let me ask you something. WCW had a run with Marvel for a minute.
Was it Marvel or DC?
I think it was Marvel. But my question is, though, can that be done? I know they've done one-offs with The Warrior and Undertaker. A couple guys got books in the early
2000s. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You think that could be a thing?
Why not?
I think so, right?
Like, look at Roman Reigns. He's a perfect superhero type character that can get his own comic.
Yeah.
What about Finn Balor as the Demon?
I'm not mad at that.
That's a great idea.
I'm not mad at that.
But the thing is,
for Hanukkah, you can put out Goldberg, right?
You fucking jerk.
Would I throw you off?
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Okay, terrific.
You know, I'm off my game because I got boosted yesterday. So let's.
Yeah, I just medicated Choppy. The trick is, if you're going to get a shot, you should take the Tylenol beforehand. That's what I always do.
Yeah, but I took it yesterday.
I didn't know you were doing it. I would have told you.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't mention to me that you were doing it. That's the trick. To take the fucking medicine before you get the shot. So if you feel a little jacked up, you know, whatever. Because it affects everybody differently. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny enough? I took the first two shots. It didn't do anything to me.
I only felt tired on the second one. Yeah, well, you make yourself comfortable and chop his hand there. Go ahead.
He's a great boy. I love him.
He's a good boy, yeah. But anyway, getting back to the comics. I think WCW had some good comic books, man.
What about the artwork about the Dangerous Alliance? Did you remember those things? And the Horsemen? They had some good fucking art.
Then they would use, like, real covers.
Yes.
Real clips.
I remember.
Can Sting hold off Cactus Jack? And you're like, what the fuck, man?
I remember they had some really good artwork of Stunning Steve Austin and Bobby Eaton.
Thought, baby, that's somebody else.
That's thought, baby. That's
we were talking about Stunning Steve Austin in pre-production on Steve Austin had Bully Ray on his last podcast, and Bully Ray mentioned that they were on the same card together. When he made his debut, when they both made the debuts.
When he debuted as a Steve-a-maniac.
And all I could think of was Steve cutting that promo at 3 o'clock in the morning coming out of the dumpster. And then the other one in the hotel room when he was Bongo.
Bongo, yeah, Monday Night Will.
Monday Night where the big boys play with each other?
Yes.
And I said, this is him asking Dusty for a push. Dusty, what about me and Sting? Me and the Sting. Thought maybe that's somebody else. What about me and Hogan? He's got the Hulkamania. I got the Steve-a-mania. Thought Steve, that's with somebody else. We're gonna keep you by where you are. Fucking Dusty, man.
But could you imagine if he had stayed in WCW and ended up becoming like world champion in WCW?
Yeah, if they booked him right. I tell you what, though, you know what? We'll fantasy book this eventually. But when If he would have stayed and Sullivan would have been booking right before Hogan came in.
Can I just say something? I think if they had booked the Hollywood Blondes to be a part of the Horsemen with Ric Flair and Arn, that would have been like the biggest fucking.
But then you could have broke them off properly and gave Steve Austin the world title.
Yes. Place. Yes.
Is that where you're going with that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
I would have had Arn as the World Television Champion. I would have had Flair. Actually, no, fuck that. I would have had Arn as the United States Champion because he never held the belt, and he would have been a great United States Heavyweight Champion. Flair as the World Heavyweight Champion as a centerpiece, obviously. And then you would have the Hollywood Blondes as Tag Team Champions. And then, if the Blondes would ever lose the Tag Team titles, one of them could go for individual titles by themselves as well. It would have been a tremendous time if they had been a part of the Horsemen in the 90s. Definitely better than fucking Paul Roma and fucking Ole.
Arn.
Only it was Arn, Tully. No. Flair, Arn, Ole, and Paul Roma. And then because they brought him into replace Tully.
Shaylin said she heard that Ricky Steamboat's having some health issues, according to Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, don't tell me that.
We're going to see Jake in 2 weeks, so we'll ask him.
Don't tell me that.
So, hey, listen, he's up there in age, you know?
Was he 60?
He just showed up on MLW.
Isn't he going to be 70?
He was a matchmaker in MLW.
Was he really? Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He's going to be 70.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'll tell you right now how old he is.
He's 69. Guarantee it.
He said 69. Yeah.
Hey, butthead. Yeah.
Hey, baby. He's 69.
I was right.
He just turned 69.
He's going to be 70 next year.
Richard Blood.
Yeah, what kind of name is Richard Blood? That sounds like the name of a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's good shit. Yeah.
Can you imagine if Vince could? Listen. Wait, you're not going to be a... dragon no more. You're going to be a sympathizer of some sort of Axis power. Yeah.
We're going to have you as the sympathetic...
Jap.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, my God. Sorry, you can't say Jap. God damn it, Paul.
Where's Paul?
Where's Paul?
Jesus!
Oh, Lord. How racist was that gimmick, though?
Oh, man.
With him coming in with his karate gi? My man didn't even know karate.
Did I tell you the Linda Lessa fucking karate gi story?
Oh, no.
So mom and I are at a house show with the regular clan.
Mm-hmm. Clan.
The regular crew. The whole clan of us. The whole clan of us we had, right? Not the K clan. The C clan, you fucking racist fuck. So now... Ricky Steamboat's got a karate match.
Oh, Lord.
With Mr. Fuji.
Oh, God.
Fuji comes out, does his thing, right? Does the whole ceremonial thing. This is before Yokozuna, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The fucking, he's got the flag and the fucking, the salt and shit, right? Steamboat comes out to the Chicago Bulls music.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right? So the match is going on. Morocco comes out scruffy. He's got a beard, like almost like mine, but a little dark, a little heavier, with a cut shirt, and he's just fucking jacked to the gills. And he jumps Steamboat from behind, and they lynch him with the karate gi belt. My mother goes to jump the rail. Motherfucker! Here comes my uncle. My uncle and her husband at the time grabbed him by her shoulders and pulled her back. I'll fucking kill him. I was like, you can't. She's like them old Southern ladies. From like, you know, the NWA and stuff like that. It's that ringside. That was her. She almost fucking committed a felony.
That mother...
She almost committed a felony.
She was like, motherfucking mutt!
Yeah, Mr. Fuji, 70 years old, Mr. Fuji. She's going to beat up Fuji.
And she probably would kick the Fuji's ass. Because Fuji's like, mom, stop. Linda-san, stop.
Linda-san, no. This a gimmick.
This gimmick.
Everything gimmick. Everything gimmick.
Oh, Lord. Could you imagine? Oh.
Tony, I remember that. Steamboat asked JYD to be his partner for the return match. You are 100% right, Tony. You are 100% right. And I was there for that fucking match, too. It was Fuji and Morocco against Stud, against Steamboat and JYD.
Mm.
Yep. JYD, it was the rotating tag team partners for the top face guys with JYD and Hillbilly Jim and George the Animal Steel.
Jesus Christ.
Linda-san.
Linda-san.
No Ichiban. No Ichiban for you, you crazy American bitch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's some funny shit.
I called up the other night.
How's she doing?
She's fine. Someone's been calling my phone from like some kind of like some scam credit card company.
Of course.
Asking for her, saying that she owes like a... You have an account with Big Lots, and you need to make the calls back at this number. So I'm getting calls from like Colorado, New Mexico. So now I get the last call. I said, fuck this. I call her up. She's like, hey, honey, how are you? I'm like, pay your fucking bills. She's like, what? Pay your credit card bills, I said to her. So, what are you talking about? I'm in Walmart. I'm shopping. I'm like, yeah? Well, put those items back and pay your fucking credit card bills. I was busting her balls. She got so mad at me.
It would be you.
Yeah, so mom almost got arrested twice for Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
Well, once for Greg the Hammer.
Yeah, one for almost beating up Greg Valentine.
She probably would have done it, too. She would have
She didn't care that he was 6'2" and 240 pounds.
pounds. Hell no.
Did not care, Linda Sun.
He would have whooped that. She would have definitely whooped that ass.
I'm telling you, man.
Motherfucker, you Portland piece of shit.
Keep him here.
Keep him here.
Keep him
close. Keep him here.
No more China shoes.
They haul
you. You've been away a long time.
They haul your mother out, and then she goes up to Vince. Keep that motherfucker here. Keep him here, goddammit. And he's like, okay, yeah, sure. Huh? Paul, where's Paul?
Where's Paul?
We got to keep close the doors on this motherfucker.
That's funny shit. I love it. Hold on a second.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Love it.
Just a little bit.
Hey, Tommy, all dressed up. All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
Tommy. I forgot you were Tommy. This is Mom at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, come here. Oh, come here.
Let me go say hello. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Billy, how are you, Billy? You haven't seen you in 6 months. You motherfucking mutt. Watch the suit.
Terrific.
Watch the suit. He got that suit at the Gap. Kids get so tiny on him.
Little prick.
Don't go busting my balls, Billy, okay?
Hey, Tommy, if I'm going to break your balls, I'll tell you to go home and get your shine box.
Wow. This kid was great. They used to call him Spit Shine Tommy. I swear to God. Now, he'd make your shoes look like
fucking mirrors.
Excuse my language. He was terrific. He was the best. And he made a lot of money, too.
Jimmy's face.
Salute, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What? Yeah.
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away
no
a long time.
No more shines.
This is my mom at the concession stand. No more fucking. I want more ice in my soda.
What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit. That's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people here.
I mean, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls. And you're right where you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry. It's okay. No problem.
Okay. Salud.
Get your fucking shine box.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt!
You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on!
Let him go. Get this
fucking. Give him here!
You fucking mutt! You big tough guy! You motherfucker!
Come on!
Fuck! Keep that motherfucker here! Keep him here! Come on!
He was the ugliest one of the crew and had all the hot broads.
Were they really that hot though?
For that time, yeah, they were.
Remember when he was with the broad and that, I forgot what scene it was. It was him and that broad, that dumb broad.
In the club, and he goes, I don't think I'm kissing that King Cole over here. When she's like,
Yeah.
When she thought that Sammy Davis was hot.
Yeah. She's like, Sammy Davis, he's a handsome fella. It's like, really?
Take it easy.
Easy. Take it easy.
I don't want to be kissing that King Cole.
Nobody moves. Nobody got hurt.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, yo!
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
We've seen some doozies, man. Some really good movies.
Yeah, but my mom is from that era, man. She didn't fuck around. Those guys didn't fuck around. It was so... I remember going to a couple of family weddings, and my mom would pull me aside and go say hello to Uncle So-and-so. I'm like, who the fuck is that guy? She's like, again, look at me. I'm telling you, go say hello to him. And I'm like, who the fuck is he? Like, I don't care if you don't know who he is. Go say hello. Sure as shit, though. You walk over there. Hi. Philly, come here. Philly, give me a hug. And I'm like, how the fuck does this guy know me?
Exactly.
Right. And I'm like, all right, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't even ask anymore. It's whatever. So when she went to beat somebody up to Madison Square Garden, I am mad at that. Have you watched any wrestling since you've been taking a hiatus last couple weeks?
Saw Raw this week.
I mean, anything else? Have you keeping up on NXT and everything?
I just watched the YouTube clips to see what's going on. I'm not really too. All I care about is Braun Breaker.
But you recap everything now.
Yeah,
that's cool. You watching AEW? I'm sure, right?
Oh yes, I have. AEW's like now we have the Undisputed Elite finally, which is
well. I want to pull up. I have a clip here. I want to play real quick, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
This is from last night, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about this. I'm more excited about how he did it, and I'll get into that in a second.
Of course. Let's bring in.
No. See what happens? You keep it on pause, and they bring you to a fucking video. Fucking YouTube,
man. You mean an ad?
Yeah.
President of All Elite Wrestling, the owner, the CEO, Mr. Tony Khan!
We have another huge announcement this week.
Go get him, Dixie. So
Dixie Khan, go get him!
This announcement, now the time has finally come.
He looks like a five-day Coke binge. I love him.
He looked like he just got done doing a line in the back, and then he came out.
Take him.
Thank you very much. That's what he sounds like.
Taking bumps off Nia Rose's ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, oof, the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling, Omari-san.
Omari-san?
You can't say his full name. He's high. Leave him alone. Don't judge him.
Omari-san!
This guy's all Yakuza, though.
Oh, for sure. You can tell.
I bet he fucking cuts bitches. He gets prostitutes and he fucking cuts them with samurai swords. Threatens them.
Whoa, 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 whoa. There's only one person who should make an announcement of this magnitude, and that person is Adam Cole, baby. Yeah, because I'm one of the biggest stars to ever wrestle in Japan, and an announcement like this wouldn't even be possible if it wasn't for a guy like me. So let's get to it. On June 26th, the United Center in Chicago, Illinois, AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling present Forbidden Door. Two of pro wrestling's biggest powerhouses coming together to give you an event like you've never seen before. And this Friday on Rampage, everyone's going to get a little preview of what's to come. Because in an Owen Hart qualifying match, it's going to be Adam Cole going one-on-one with Ishii.
That's incredible.
Now, at Double or Nothing, the finals are going to take place, and I can promise you, I can guarantee you, a member of the Undisputed Elite is going to take the whole damn thing.
Mm.
And speaking of special moments, I have a very special friend who wants to come out there right now and say hello.
Jay Whiteo!
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Controversy follows this guy wherever he goes, Excalibur.
Yeah, things are becoming unglued. As Tony Khan and Takami Obari interrupted by not only Adam Cole, but Jay White, King Switchblade himself.
King Switch-Off.
Dangerous human being.
You like my Japanese accent?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty racist, I'll tell you.
No, man.
Why am I watching NSYNC on WWE show?
I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction, Adam. Very kind. You see, it's very fitting that I would be here for an announcement like this, seeing as the last time New Japan Pro Wrestling held such a large joint event, I single-handedly sold out Madison Square Garden.
I'm sure Rob must have loved that comment.
No, he hashtagged.
So, let me make this very clear. It's not about New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's not about AEW.
King Switch-O, Jay Whiteo.
No, 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 no. This is about the Undisputed Elite and Bullet Club.
Sounds about right.
Because it's still our era.
I love how you threw that word era right at the end of that promo.
So, we spoke about it in group text with the boys, right? Mm-hmm. But I need to get, I'm sure everybody listening and downloading it would want to know our opinion. And I immediately texted Hammer, and I tagged him in the post because I tagged you too. Let me get your reaction first before I.
I think that Dixie Khan always announcing these huge announcements now are starting to get a lot of validation because that's a really big deal.
Yeah,
think about it. Whenever Dixie Carter used to announce something, it would be like the debut of like Chris Sabin from injury for like a year. This is big fucking deal, man. You got probably two of the biggest companies in the world colliding. And we are going to probably get some dream matchups here. Probably.
How do you like the name of the pay-per-view, though?
Love it. Door. I think it's beautiful. It's fantastic.
This leaves everybody open now. They're probably going to pull people from every promotion. Almost every promotion.
Did you hear who tweeted on Twitter?
No, I did not.
Kenta was like, go to sleep versus go to sleep.
He wants Punk.
Yes, he does. And I want to see it.
Now, is Punk going to be world champion, though, by then?
I don't know.
I don't think he's beating Hangman.
I think they're going to... You know,
and if they're smart, they won't put him over.
You want to know something? I thought that I was going to love this title reign. It's kind of falling flat a little bit.
All right, well, before we get into that real quick, I just want to say that I am beyond excited about this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
I'm mad that I'm not wealthy enough to go. That would be an excellent present for Hammer for his birthday, because his birthday is 2 weeks before that, on June 13th. But, you know, we'll get a nice little spread. Get some fucking good nosh.
Spread.
We'll get some wings. Get some gimmicks, right?
Keep it class. Classy.
Let me tell you something. Anybody who knows how TC gets down, we throw a fucking shindig. No matter where. Choppy's house, my house. When I had the house and Choppy had his other place. Anywhere we hosted. Now, Rob and Elaine host sometimes. Or now I have it here because I have, like, furniture now. But, like, we always go all out. You know, we go...
No pun intended.
No pun intended. That's right. But we do a good spread. I told Rob if they do go, I'm going to just have to send money for merch. I'm a fucking junkie. But I'm excited. I think it's going to be MLW, AAA.
You think it's more?
I think everybody's going to get involved. I think people who are leaving WWE might show up. I think it's going to be like a thing where... This might showcase Ring of Honor a little more.
You know what I just thought of? You know who could pop up at that pay-per-view? Claudio Castagnoli.
He can.
Claudio could be there.
As Ring of Honor. I'm telling you right now, him buying Ring of Honor is going to be like the... People are like, oh, it's a scapegoat. It's not. It's not going to be an NXT per se. But you're going to get the new kids in there. You know, you could throw Dante Martin down there if you wanted to. Or the Lee Moriartys and all these other cats that... Danny Garcia is a fucking star.
He's a future main eventer.
So once he's done with Jericho jerking him off, he can do his thing down there too if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Joe as TV champion is brilliant. But anyway, getting to Hangman Page. I love Hangman Page. Hangman Page was our guy. He was our draft pick. When I was in Chicago with the boys, I was like, you know what? And after he fought Joey Janela, and I called you on the phone and said, that's our guy. He was the future of the business.
And it came into fruition.
It took him a little while. The reason why this is falling short is because it's not him. It's how they're writing him. Him with the Dark Order, get him the fuck away from that shit.
I agree.
That's part one. Part two, if you're going to mix him with the fucking Elite and the Undisputed Era, whatever they call themselves now, Undisputed Elite, make it like that. Don't give him fucking title matches against Jungle Boy and fucking...
And Dante Martin.
Right. You want to showcase these guys? I get it. But that's your world champion. When Ric Flair fought a jobber on a weekly TV show in the 80s, it was let everybody know, hey, fucko, I just beat this guy up, but I'm going to be in Chicago tonight slapping Nikita Koloff in the face. Hey, I just beat this fucking Jay Brown. But I'm going to be at the Omni tonight fighting Dusty Rhodes. Like, there's nothing to follow up with him beating Dante Martin or him beating any, you know. Did he fight Danielson too?
He did.
Right?
There's some guys that he fought that had some credibility. The Murder Hawk.
Right. And it's just, it's very inconsistent.
Correct.
Right? Does that make sense?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that.
It's very inconsistent, and it's not him falling short. It's they're writing him like that.
I think I agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Because if you see the amount of effort they put into the MGF versus CM Punk rivalry, and then the amount of effort that they put into, what was the other one that was pretty big? The other rivalry? I guess the Hardys coming back was another thing that was they put a lot of writing into.
Can we stop with these fucking stupid gimmick Darby Allin matches? I love Darby Allin.
I don't.
I mean, I love the fact that he's at his spot. I'm not a fan, right? They got him with Sting. Sting's still doing fucking spots at 60-something years old. Insane in the membrane, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're fighting Andrade, whoever the fuck they call him, Idolo, the Idol. You're fighting him in, like, coffin matches. But not just any. These coffins look like they went to Walmart. And did it's a great value coffin. It's not
Walmart's a fine establishment. Stop.
Oh, it's a wonderful establishment. You're going to put somebody in a fucking coffin? You do it Taker style. You don't bring out a fucking something that your friends made at the fucking skateboard
park. I would call Mark Calloway Incorporated just to get my coffin done.
I would go to fucking, and I would go to a funeral parlor and say, hey, can I have your cheapest, not in stock fucking, what you got in the basement?
I'll probably call Paul Bearer Enterprises and see if I can
He's a poor man's Jeff Hardy with a skateboard.
Darby Allin, I'm not a fan of Darby Allin.
But like, there's
nothing there.
You want to be reckless and have the face paint and the skateboard? I get it. Stop with the fucking stupid gimmick matches. It's dumb.
It is.
And you main evented with that. Ugh. And then the Hardys, yay! They come out and they clap for him like,
yep.
We're passing the torch to you. Yay! Eat a bag of fried dicks.
Yes! Thank you!
Please.
You know who I would love to see paired up with Darby? Is Danhausen.
Look at Danhausen. Look at him going after Hook.
You saw that?
Yes.
Danhausen, Hook, next week. I was like, holy shit.
Yes. Very good. Very evil.
I'm very famous. Very evil. And
very evil.
My brother, who's not a fan of wrestling anymore, he saw Danhausen. So he's like, I love Danhausen.
How do you not love Danhausen?
He's like, he started walking like him throughout the whole day.
Yes.
He's walking like this with his hands up. I was like, oh, that's great.
Hook's going to beat the shit out of him.
Hook is
going to
whoop his fucking ass.
You know what I want to see happen to Darby Allin? I want to see him get abused by Minoru Suzuki.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
You see who Chris, speaking of New Japan, you see who Chris Dickinson's fighting in Chicago or Philly, I think it was?
Who's this?
Tanahashi.
Oh, God.
Our boy.
Do we have to have our old man Tanahashi?
We have to have props to our boy, friend of the show, the Dirty Daddy, Staten Island's own Killer Hills, Chris Dickinson. Officially signing with New Japan Pro Wrestling. How about that Forbidden Door? They show up as a fucking gimmick. This Forbidden Door thing is brilliant, man.
I just can't wait to see Okada pop up on AEW TV.
I want to see just people just... It's going to be one of the greatest nights. I might have to call out sick the next day.
If it's on a Saturday, you probably won't have to call out.
If it's on a Saturday, I forget. What day of the week is that? Hold on a second. Let me look at that. Because Nick German just posted, I think, that he bought the pay-per-view. Hold on a second. And best in the US. What day is this? This is the 60th. June 27th. Let's see here. It is. Yes, it's a June 27th is a fucking Monday?
No, it cannot
be. It can't be.
You sure you're not looking at January?
No, June 27th. June 27th. I can't.
June 27th? No, hold on, that's July. June 27th is a Monday? No.
It can't be Monday. It's got to be the 26th.
Hold up.
I don't know, man.
It says June 27th at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's right, man.
Dude, there's no way.
I don't know if that's right. Let me see here. So hold on a second. It says the 26th on the Fight Network thing. So it's probably a Sunday.
Ugh, I can't. I wish I could. It's going to be one of them things where I can't. But I'll try. I'll try to come by just for a couple hours.
If you're here, I mean, you're only 20 minutes away from home. You ain't got to drive anywhere.
That's true.
So you come over to pay-per-view, you fucking, you know, you're going late the next day. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know.
Why am I watching NSYNC?
I don't know why I'm
watching
NSYNC. What
the fuck are we doing watching this shit?
It's some kind of Alexa Bliss thing. You want to put SmackDown on? We could do that.
Whatever. Right? Whatever tickles your taint. Let's do it.
Heyo. Taint tickling Lance Bass. Go fuck your hand, you fucking fruit cup.
Jesus. Okay.
It's gonna be May.
So I have, speaking of which, I have a PA who likes to be referred by they, them.
What?
And I'm like, oh, man, do I have to put up with this nonsense? No disrespect. No disrespect by anybody out there. But
is it a male or female?
Am I allowed to say it?
Biologically, it's a male or female.
Biologically, it's a male.
And they want to be recognized as they or them?
Because they don't recognize as male or female.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
So I was like, okay, this is going to be my first time actually experiencing. I've dealt with transgendered people, which I have no problem with. I've never had a problem with anybody either. But what I'm saying is, I've never actually dealt with somebody who identifies as they or them. So I'm going to have to adjust because I don't want to slip up and say, "Hey, you, he, how are you?" You know, I don't want to do that by accident. I don't want to offend the person. You know, so So I think I'm just going to call him by their name, and that's it. See, look at that. I'm already starting. Oh, look at
on my end, it's when they do like when if they're a patient, the person who's arranging it will tell you that the patient wants to be recognized as da 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 da, but they were blah blah blah, and that's what their insurance says. So like I'm almost forced to call them what the insurance says until if I had to make physical contact with them, I'd be like, all right, well you're not that, you're this now, whatever. So
well,
I get it though. I don't want to make a big deal out of it because it's. Listen, at this point in the game, if you're a good person, you're not breaking the law, you're kind to animals, and you definitely, if you're not a jerk off like us, then I don't have a problem with it. If they are, then fucking set yourself up right before you want to make a fucking change like that, you know?
Why does Charlotte Flair look like she has a garbage bag for clothes?
Oh, man. She's beasting it up, though, lately, you know?
As in, like, she looks more like a man?
She's acting like a dad more. Look at that. It's a Glad bag. It's a fashion.
I'm telling you, she looks like she's wearing a trash bag for clothes, man. Gotta admit, though.
Her face looks all jacked up, though, after
that's
all
because
the
she does a lot of work. Every year, she does something new to her face.
Anyway.
Look at Pat McAfee. I love Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee.
He's great.
He's great, this guy.
Speaking of WWE, what did you think of Finn dropping the belt to Theory?
No bueno.
You don't like it?
I just want more for Finn Balor.
You do, huh? Yeah. How about he leaves WWE and shows up at Forbidden Kingdom?
Oh, Forbidden Kingdom. Forbidden Door. What kind of porn you and Briella watching?
Yeah.
Showtime.
Forbidden Kingdom. Backdoor to China.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Skinamax.
Oh, Skinamax is fantastic. What about the Scrambler?
The Scrambler.
Was that Drew Gulak? What is he? Oh, my God.
Gulak's like a backstage guy now.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Philly's own. Shout out to Drew Gulak, one of our favorite Jews, who got beat up by Tony's son.
Did he get beat up by Charlotte last week? Or is that
yeah.
what I forgot about that.
Yeah. But we know T3 already set, you know, softened him up for all these beatings in the basement in Tony's in studio.
Ooh.
Studio A, whatever it is. Whoa.
Yeah, there was a point that I forgot. Was it WrestleMania that her boob popped out again?
Didn't the boob break?
Oh, did it?
Didn't like the gimmicks, the what do you call it, broke? The silicone?
The silicone broke, yeah, at one point. But I'm talking about like she, I believe the match with her around there, you saw areola in that match, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I forgot. It was all over the internet.
Was it?
It was.
Got a lot of free time on your hands, huh?
Not on my hands. But, yeah. Oh, what is she going to take his knee? Oh, God. Poor Drew. What the fuck, man? The guy's a talented performer, and he has to take a beating by a woman?
He's got a job.
Doesn't matter.
It's paying his bills.
No, it's stupid. I don't like that.
It's paying his bills. He could be roaming the streets of Philly looking for a Chikara gig, you know?
But look what they're doing to him.
Job. He's got a job. He's an on-screen personality.
Look what they're doing.
Listen.
It's Drew fucking Gulak.
What'd they put Howard Finkel through? Tuxedo match.
He was an announcer. He's not a performer.
But what'd they do to him? Mean Gene, the same thing. Mean Gene had...
And again, an announcer.
That's what basically what Drew Gulak is, though. He's a backstage, like a, you know, he's an interview guy.
Imagine if they were like, hey, Adam Pearce, Scrap... Imagine they told former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Scrap Iron Adam Pearce, hey, we're going to have a woman put you in a figure four leg lock, and you're going to have to enjoy it and take it.
When Charlotte put this garbage bag on with buttons, right?
I don't know.
My question would be, did you look in the mirror first before you put this on?
I think the reason she put it on so that way her boobs wouldn't pop out all the fucking time.
That and the fact that it's not even revealing anything. It looks like it's almost like prison garb.
That's okay.
Oh, look at this one.
Oh, Ronda.
She looks like she just came from the backyard.
She looks awful.
Yeah.
It's been very underwhelming with Ronda Rousey.
You know, I like her. I just think that she's not doing what she did the last time. I feel like she's trying too hard.
I don't think they're putting enough enough steam behind her anymore. I think they got what they needed out of her in at the WrestleMania where she main evented, and that was it. But now she doesn't have the same flair. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
That she did a couple years ago. Maybe because she had the kid. And then she got a little thick, which I don't mind. I like the
not at all.
I think she looks great that she's a little thick.
Not mad at that.
But it is what it is. I'm sure this match will be better.
Darby Allin's coffin looks like a preschooler made it.
Who's that, Shaylin?
Yeah.
Good job.
Shaylin said, "Let's be honest, Choppy. All you care about is Nikita Lyons and her fat ass."
Bro,
she's got the world by the balls, too. Oh. She's 20-something years old.
She can have me by the balls anytime she wants.
This is true.
Did you see that sit-down interview she had and the other girl kicked her right in the face? Bro.
Yeah, man.
Them things were... those milk duds were ready to pop out.
Hey-o.
Again, somebody told me she was multifaceted. Again, she can be multifaceted on me anytime she wants.
That's right.
Anytime.
Okay.
Okay, terrific.
I'm over here now. All right, you want to take a quick break?
Sure.
Come back, we'll talk some more shit, then we'll go home?
Sure. I'm getting a little tired. I'm getting really fucking tired.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's Charlotte Flair and her garbage bag. It's Drew Gulak and his Jewish star on his jacket.
What's up with that star?
I don't know. So mazel tov to him. Happy Passover to all the kosher folks, by the way.
Is it still Passover?
I believe so. I think it ends this weekend.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. There you go.
That's why there's no traffic.
Mazel tov to all my
tribe
people. Tribe. They're part of the tribe. I think that's what they say.
Let my people go. We'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your host of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
This is
is Mark Merrow, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil J. and that pain in the ass Choppy.
Years old.
Is it really?
Yesterday. They're re-releasing it in June on vinyl with like a whole bunch of extra shit on it. These fucking record companies are going to force me to get a fucking a record player again. I don't want to collect anything else.
Don't do it.
I can't, man. There's so many good shit coming out on vinyl. I just, because vinyl's making a comeback, I have no fucking room for this stuff, man.
Don't do it.
I can't. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Live on the rant, it's Phil.
It's Choppy.
It's Choppy. And it's Choppy stuffing his fotch.
Yeah.
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 Oh, look who it is. It's Butch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at Pete Dunne.
Dummy. Yeah.
I think Pete Dunne looks like a dummy.
Another failed fucking...
Why is he fighting with the crew he just joined up with? Is that a Drew Gulak t-shirt that Xavier Woods is wearing?
I believe so. Well, it was. Until Butch jumped him. In the merch counter.
Oh, my God.
The hell was that? Oh, yeah, this is from last Friday. That's right. He's a sloppy fuck, though, this Ridge Holland dude. He might be the new fucking Ahmed.
He might be the new sloppy Lashley.
Anyway.
I like Lashley now.
I know you do. You mentioned it a few times.
He's gotten better.
I know. He's impressed me the last several months, I told you. Yeah, ever since that fucking chamber match.
He's been really good.
I'm telling you.
Ever since his feud with Brock, he's gotten much, much better.
Yeah. I can't see him as a face now, though. That bothers me. And I saw it, too.
Why?
MVP. I just...
Oh, you saw it coming from a mile away. Absolutely.
No, I saw it, but like...
Because MVP's like, yeah, he did it all by himself without me. And I was like, oh, no, here we go.
Clip.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fucking MVP.
Here we go.
What do you think of this guy, Omos?
I don't like him.
I don't like him either. I don't see any star potential in this guy.
Chop, they have so much invested in him. You see with Jay Lethal and Sanjay Dutt going on.
Yeah, who's that? Putnam Singh?
Yeah.
Give me the J sound. Putnam.
You want the golf swing?
Yeah, no, do the other one.
Oh. Oh, you mean this?
Yeah, that's that. Putnam. From now on, every time we hear the word Putnam Singh, it's...
I can't take it.
He's awful. He looks like an in-shape Veer Mahan.
Wow.
Speaking of which, what is up with the Indian contingent all of a sudden? We got Veer Mahan on Raw. You got Putnam Singh in fucking AEW. Then you got fucking, what's his name? The other Indian mook who's WWE champion?
The what? What do you mean? The one from NXT?
No. What's his name? He was WWE champion. He beat Randy.
Kali?
No.
Wow!
No, the guy who beat Randy for the WWE title a couple years ago. The Indian mook.
Oh, not what's his face? The guy
from Three Man.
Yeah.
Him, and then you got his lackey that looks like a 12-year-old, like 7-foot monster.
Jinder My Balls.
Jinder My Balls. Who's the other guy that's with him? He looks like he's 12 years old, and I think he's 25 years old, but he looks like he's 12 and still hasn't gone through puberty.
Wow.
What is going on? Putnam. Oh, my God. What? And then Sanjay. Poor Sanjay.
I'm letting him and Lethal back, though.
I like them together.
This whole thing with this conspiracy against Samoa Joe. Anytime Samoa Joe can come out with weapons, I'm not mad at that either, you know?
Poor Samoa Joe. He came out with a lead pipe and started beating up on Putnam. I love it. Who's Gamma? Oh, remember Gamma Singh? He was great.
And Moccasin was Bastion Booger.
Moccasin.
Norman the Lunatic.
Moccasin?
Moccasin.
Moccasin. Lord have mercy. Can you believe this? Yo, whatever happened to, like, Xia Li? I haven't seen her in a while.
Put that cigarette out.
She has a nice can herself.
Can of shit? Locker of shit?
The locker of shit.
The locker of shit.
That shit locker is amazing.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
Who else is, Oh, yeah, and then Aaliyah's gone, too. I haven't seen Aaliyah in a while.
When's this Backlash, WrestleMania Backlash pay-per-view?
I don't know.
It's not this week, is it?
No.
No, it can't be.
I think it's like... I think it's like next Tuesday. I
don't know. Tuesday in Texas?
Yeah, like Tuesday in Texas. It's the next roadblock. Oh, or the next cock block. One or the other. Who knows? What a stupid pay-per-view.
Where is it? It's going to be...
I got to admit, though. WrestleMania was really fucking good this year.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed the fuck out of WrestleMania this year. It was really, really good. I think one of my favorite matches was Sammy and fucking Johnny Knoxville.
It says Monday, May 9th.
What the hell's going on with these?
On Raw?
Huh? No. Mania Backlash? What?
No way.
That's stupid. That makes no sense. Sorry.
Oh, because it's in Australia, maybe? Is that why?
No, they're going to the UK for SummerSlam, if I'm not mistaken.
They're going to UK for a pay-per-view. About fucking time our boys get a pay-per-view over there.
I told Harry, I was like, Harry, you better go over there, dude. He's like, yeah, man, I'll try. I was like, dude, don't try. Go. Go.
He's in the country, though. Baz is near the city, though.
Well, tell Baz to go, too.
I think they all should go.
Anybody who's a fucking UK mook should be there.
Anybody who's our crew should be over there.
Anybody from the TC.
Yeah, we should send them a fucking UK shirt.
Anybody who's from the part of the TC in the UK contingent, go do it.
Yeah, man. You guys deserve a pay-per-view.
You guys deserve a really good pay-per-view.
You really do.
You know, and you know WWE's going to go all out, balls to the wall for this one.
And the UK NXT boys and girls should do a weekend thing. They should do a takeover there, too. They still got some good characters over there.
Speaking of which.
Regal's kid's over there.
Regal has a kid?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I just listened to Regal on Jericho's podcast. Dude, he should have been dead 7 times.
Yeah, I heard part 1 and 2.
I didn't hear part 2.
Part 2 is amazing.
Steamboat broke his neck. And he walked down with a broken...
He wrestled for... Okay,
20
remember.
Years with like gunk holding his spinal cord.
Yo, remember how Austin broke his neck and still wrestled for a year with a broken neck? Regal broke his neck in 93 and wrestled for 20 years with a broken neck and never even knew it.
Yeah, so Kurt Angle got to stop preaching about that shit, man. When he got him... Regal's got him beat by 19
right?
Years.
Oh my... Regal's got to be one of the toughest motherfuckers I've ever seen. Got to be.
Yeah.
And he's so humble. Like, he hates the word mark.
Oh.
He hates the word mark.
They have a word in England, like, don't be a punter.
Yeah.
Right? Don't be a punter. Because I hate the word. Anybody who gives us money and watches us shouldn't be called a mark, he said.
Yeah, he's right.
And he's right.
So. Even though the word mark is still pretty funny.
Oh, no, it's hysterical. Right, CM Punk?
Sit down, marks!
That's what I'm saying.
Well, today I'm going to make whips. Remember the guy? Hey, guys, today I'm going to make whips.
Put the sauce in the bowl.
Put garlic in the bowl.
Put garlic in the bowl.
Put olive oil in the pan.
Bussin.
And then he says, follow me for more videos.
Follow me for more videos.
Follow me for more videos.
Bussin.
But it is bussin.
I got yelled at so hard.
By who? Oh, by, no.
Yeah. Bussin. That's not right. You guys shouldn't be doing that, you know. And, you know, Choppy's got a special needs kid. I'm like, we're not making fun of his kid. That's your godson. Right. I'm not making fun of my godson.
I'm not making fun of him.
No.
Oh, Lord.
My mom says I can go to the matches.
My mom says I can make whips. Oh, my God.
My mom said this is busting.
My mom says I can't stand our ferry.
My mom said I can take the ferry and go to the show by Ring of Honor.
So. Yo, he was in love with you, dude.
Nah. He saw my shirt, that's why.
He loved you.
He saw my t-shirt.
He was like, hey, guys, what do you think of Bullet Club?
What do you think of Bullet Club?
Bullet Club.
Bullet Club. You like Bullet Club? Yeah. Michael's sleeping. Michael's faking sleeping. Like, don't talk to me.
I was trying to be as nice as possible. And would you believe the next day I saw the Mook at the mall?
Yeah, you told me.
Oh, I was like, oh, no, it's the same.
Surprised you didn't throw your lunch up.
I throw. Wow. I've gotten better with that, though.
Oh, have you? Thank God.
I mean, ever since I saw the lady with the metal hook, I've calmed down. By the way, people, that was legit. I wasn't fucking around. We saw a woman with a hook. She looked like a female Captain Hook walking into a burrito bar. And I was like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't. Putnam. Oh, Lord. Dude, I cannot believe I gagged on a fucking woman with a metal hand.
You most certainly did.
It wasn't even a hand. It was a metal hook. I thought she was pulling a rib on me. I thought she was hiding her hand and holding the hand with her hook. You're in tears.
Wow!
Look at him!
Wow!
Oh Lord! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I made you cry a little bit.
Wow!
Anyway.
Oh Lord.
With that all being said, I can't stand this fucking Pete Dunne character they got going on.
Well, Butch.
Yeah.
Where's his brother?
Now Bianca Belair is ordering DoorDash.
Oh God, DoorDash is so expensive. It's not even worth it.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Even McIntyre's ordering DoorDash. I mean,
he's got a lumberjack match tonight.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Against Samuel Zane.
Samuel Zane? Zane. Oh, she likes sushi too? Look at that. That sushi looks terrible, by the way. My God. Props need to do a better job with that.
Wow!
All right, Mr. Set Dresser. So what show are you working on? You can't come home next week.
It's called
a new show?
It's a pilot. We're filming the pilot, so that way it can be picked up. It's for Hulu, actually. It's for Hulu. But guess who's funding the project? Mickey Mouse.
Ooh,
the mouse,
Disney.
The mouse is funding it.
Wow!
Can I just say, so I am I approached it. So we have a thing called, a title called the Unit Production Manager. The production manager pretty much he pretty much tells you like what money that could be spent on certain things. So I have, for me, since I'm going to be the on-set dresser, I have something called a kit. My kit has pretty much all, it's pretty much like if you were, you know,
an EMT bag.
EMT, exactly.
Michael. No, I'm sorry. It's the wrong kit.
Every time a tool or a screw gets depleted, I get refunded for that stuff. So normally, I would get maybe an extra $200-$300 a week for the kit. I contact this mook. His name is James Lee. Hi, James.
What up, James?
And I hit him up. I'm like, hey, James, I wanted to negotiate my kit rental fee. And he was like, well, just to let you know, this is Disney. I was like, so what? What you're telling me is
a Mickey Mouse wrench.
So, literally, the guy put the screws to me right away. He was like, just to let you know, this is Disney. And I was like, so what you're telling me? It's a multi-billion-dollar corporation that's going to give me anything I want, right? And he just starts laughing hysterically. It's quite the opposite, my friend. You're actually going to get the least amount. I'm like, really?
Wow.
And he's like, and I was like, why is that? I was like, you got to keep in mind, they're a multi-billion-dollar company because they're cheap. I'm like, really? So what's the most I can get a week for my kid? He's like, $110. I was like, what? That's it?
So use the cheapest fucking screws you can find.
Oh, my God. If they try to ask me to do anything extra on something, I'm like, nope, can't do it.
Sorry.
Sorry. Can't do it.
Sorry.
Hey, can you move this chair? I'm like, no, I can't.
Get Donald Duck to do it.
Get fucking Goofy to do it. He'll do it for you. Again, what's his name? The kid who could, he was like, I'll move the chair for you.
Yeah. Bussin'.
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 That kid is great.
I love that kid.
That kid is funny as fuck, dude.
Bussin'.
I love how she says, can't make fun of him. Choppy's kid is special
needs. Oh, my God. Come on, man.
Your godson, special needs. Oh, like, God damn it.
I like when the kid goes to throw something in the mixing bowl and he misses. He goes, oh.
Oh.
Just add some butter.
Plop. Oh. He throws it out to the burner instead of throwing it into the pan.
Oops.
Oh, dude.
When he made the ribs.
Oh, He said, don't forget to take out the membrane.
That's right. Don't forget to take off the membrane.
I took mine already off.
But
that kid is great.
Follow me for more videos.
Follow me for more videos.
Bussin'. My favorite guy, though, is Zippy Muldoon. He's an Italian guy from Brooklyn. He moved down to Florida. He's a biker. And he cooks.
Oh, yeah.
We got wine with ice.
Yes.
We got Dean Martin. And we're cooking with Zippy. What's Zippy cooking tonight? Some fucking spaghetti and broccoli.
Yep.
If we could get this pan heat up like your sister Connie on a fucking back of a Corvette.
Yeah, that's great.
That's like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
And then beat those fucking eggs like they owe you money. I was like, yeah. Beat those fucking eggs like they owe you money. I was like, yes.
That's awesome.
That's my man right there. I love that guy. And I've been doing some...
Your shit's... it's funny, dude.
Episode 6 of Lifestyles of the Rich
and the Jerk.
Oh,
man.
I got people commenting on it now. People like... So my cousin Brian, his brother Will, you can go online. You can look for public records.
Yeah.
He pulled one of the license plates and put all the guy's fucking, all his tickets
He
put on a page, yeah. And then one guy's like, no, but he's parked legally. And the other guy's like, yeah, look at the fucking, the hydrant that's next to it.
Yeah, look at the lane that says bus stop only.
My mom says I can park here.
Mom says I can park my car here. Oh my God. When I see those cars in Manhattan, parked in a bus lane, and I'm like, these motherfuckers, the fucking gall of these pieces of shit to do this. It's unreal. Unfucking real. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it, man. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about Batman real quick.
Yeah, so you saw Batman, finally.
I fucking loved every minute of that.
Backlash is May 8th. Thank you, Shaylin.
It is May 8th.
Sheamus, Ridge, and Butch look like rejected cast from the Newsies.
You know what they remind me of? They look like... I'm sorry.
Ring the bell.
You have fucking Phil Curry in tears right now.
Shaylin for the win tonight, huh?
You know who he looks... You know who Pete Dunne reminds me of? He looks like fucking Brad Pitt from Snatched.
Oh, wow.
The gypsy? Gypsy Brad Pitt?
Gypsy Pitt. Did they take his hat? He took his hat, didn't they?
They took his hat.
Those fucking Jamooks.
Wow. Why did they have to steal his hat?
I don't know. It's racist.
Oh, Lord. Is it just me or is it Pete Dunne look a lot taller than normal?
I think he's his shoes.
You think he has lifts?
Yeah.
Okay. So back to the Batman movie.
Back to Batman.
So I thought I was going to be bothered by the fact that Penguin all of a sudden is an Italian mobster. But damn, Colin Farrell was fucking amazing. He was amazing as the Penguin. And then the Tortora as fucking Carmine Falcone. Amazing. And then I loved the guy who plays the Riddler, Paul Dano. Paul Dano is amazing as the Riddler. And it was I don't know if you guys know the character Hush from the comics, but to me that was a combination of Hush and the Riddler. And I'm very impressed with what Matt Reeves did with this movie. Yes, the movie's 3 hours long, and it probably would have been over 3 hours long if they had included that deleted scene they released on YouTube. And have you seen the deleted scene?
Which deleted scene?
You didn't see it?
From where?
From Batman.
You mean the ending scene?
No, that's not an ending scene.
No, I didn't see the deleted scene.
The deleted scene is Batman going to Arkham to meet up with the Joker.
Oh, no, I did see that in the conference room. Yes, I did.
That was unfucking believable, dude. That guy is going to be
I did see that.
My next thing... Oh, my. There's Aaliyah.
Oof.
Wow. Now she's going to start...
That was Caleb Braxton looking to...
Is she? What's she wearing? Is she wearing a bikini or what is she? What is she not wearing? Is the question. Oh, there he is. There's the 12-year-old Putnam Singh. Look at him. Look at my man. He is like 7'5", 212 pounds of solid stupid. Look, he's talking. What could he be saying? What could he be saying? I drive a cab in fucking New York City? What could he be saying right now? Oh, look, look at that. He's got that bracelet that most Indian people wear all the time.
What kind of bracelet is that?
It's like you know the Sikhs? They're considered a warrior race back in the day. It's true. Oh, look, it's Gunther. And this guy's not even called Marcel Bartel anymore. He's called, what is he called now? Ludwig Rock Kaiser? In the building. Yeah! Cali. It's Ludwig Kaiser. Did you hear what happened with Fabian Aichner?
No.
They were supposed to put him up there on SmackDown, but they're going to give him a singles push now on NXT. There's no more Imperium. Can you believe this nonsense? They have him being the mouthpiece for Walter? Why? By the way, Walter's in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of fucking
weight.
He's
going to slap the tits off many people on this in SmackDown.
I cannot wait to see him and fucking Roman go at it.
He's got to be champion eventually.
He will be. I think he's going to be the first Austrian to hold the fucking belt.
Das Wetter ist nicht schneit.
What is he, fucking Baron Helmut Zemo?
Helmut
Zemo?
Helmut Zemo,
ah, yeah. I know.
Ooh, with the red jacket, the British are coming.
He looks like fucking M. Bison. He looks like M. Bison.
I'm not mad at that, bro.
He looks phenomenal, dude. I love Walter.
So are you excited for Doctor Strange and...
The multiverse? Oh,
and then Spider-Man's got two movies coming out.
Yeah, but not until like a year. Animated, yeah, it's going to be a year from now, though. And it's
Madam Web.
I don't know about that. I don't know about the Madam Web movie. I'm not feeling that.
The cartoon always threw me off as a kid. It was good, but...
Let me ask you something. Why is Sony coming out with these fucking villain movies that make no sense?
I don't know.
Did you see Morbius?
No, I didn't see Morbius.
Yeah, I heard it's dog shit.
I just didn't get around to it. I mean, I'll see it. That's probably the only Marvel movie I didn't see in the theater.
And there's also going to be Kraven the Hunter that's coming out. Its own movie.
There's a little bit of tie into You Know Who, though. You know? They're all Sinister Six guys, aren't they? That's Ghetto Geek Squad. But I'm just hoping. But either way, if Sony's going to do it like this, they better follow up with the...
What about the rumors of coming out with a Black Cat movie, a Silver Sable movie, and...
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. I hope not, dude.
No, that's not cool. I can't mess with that.
Don't fuck with my fucking comic book, man.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Why come up with all these new stories just when you have already a ready-made fucking, like, comic book history already? But anyways, I think that's it.
That's it? All right, man. All right.
Promotional consideration.
No, stupid. I don't want to hear you.
Yes, Lord Alfred Hayes. Take him into him.
No. Anyway, we'll have something next week for you, and then we'll start fresh in May. We got the convention coming up in 2 weeks. It's going to be great, as Chappie would say.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. We'll post all the information on the internet.
Follow us for more fucking podcasts.
Follow us on social media.
Follow us on the Instagram and Twitter.
That's right.
Thank you.
And then follow us on TikTok.
Make some whips this weekend.
Make some whips. And take off all the membrane.
Take off the membrane. Oh my God.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.